Welcome to Royal Stadium in Kansas City, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Kansas City Royals. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Thad Bosley. Batting second. The shortstop, Don Kessinger. Batting third. The second baseman, Jorge Horta. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Lamar Johnson. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Ralph Garr. Batting sixth. The DH, Eric Soderholm. Batting seventh. The catcher, Mike Colburn. Batting eighth. The right fielder, Claudel Washington. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Kevin Bell. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Mike Proley. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Freddie Pottek. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The first baseman, Pete Lockhock. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Clint Hurdle. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting seventh. The catcher, Daryl Porter. Batting eighth. The second baseman, UL Washington. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitorf. And now, play ball. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Pottek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pottek strikes out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a fly ball into right field. Washington settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards first. Johnson scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lockhock for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Royals nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr bunts in front of the plate. Porter juggles the ball. That's an error on Porter. Johnson moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm hits a ball on the ground towards first. Lockhock fields it and throws to third for the out. Garr moves to second. One out. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Colburn reaches second base with a double. Garr scores. Soderholm goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0. White Sox. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitorf fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Royals nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis takes first base on ball four. Cowens moves to third. Hurdle moves to second. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter takes first base on ball four. Cowens scores. Hurdle moves to third. Otis moves to second. It's 2-1, White Sox. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hurdle scores. Otis moves to third. Porter moves to second. It's White Sox, 2, Royals, 2. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Otis scores. Porter moves to third. Two outs. It's 3-2, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0-1 in the game. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Porter scores. It's 4-2, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-1 in the game. McRae hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Johnson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-1 in the game. Bosley is called out on strikes. One out. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0-1 in the game. Kessinger is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0-1 in the game. Horta hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 0-1 in the game. Lockhock hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bosley. Lockhock reaches second base with a double. Bosley throws the ball into Bell, who tags Lockhock trying to catch an extra base, for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Hurdle hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Johnson hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Hurdle. Johnson reaches second base with a double. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0-0 in the game. Garr bunts towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Johnson moves to third. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-1 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive towards short. Kessinger reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0-for-1 in the game. Terrell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Washington moves to second. Two outs. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Patek hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kessinger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0-for-1 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Terrell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-2 in the game. Bosley hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 4, and the White Sox 2. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-2 in the game. McRae hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. McRae moves to third. Ron Schuler now pitching. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cowens hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gar. Cowens reaches second base with a double. McRae scores. Lockhock moves to third. It's 5-2, Royals. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Hurdle hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lockhock scores. Cowens moves to third. It's 6-2, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Cowens tags and scores. One out. It's 7-2, Royals. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a pop-up towards short. Kessinger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hurdle moves to second. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hurdle scores. Washington moves to second. It's 8-2, Royals. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Washington moves to third. Terrell moves to second. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Patek is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Kessinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 0 for 2 in the game. Horta hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kessinger moves to second. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2 for 2 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington fields it and throws to second for the out. Kessinger moves to third. One out. Ralph Garr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Garr is 0 for 0 in the game. Garr hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Washington fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Johnson moves to second. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0 for 2 in the game. Soderholm hits a fly ball into left field. Hurdle settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kessinger tags and scores. Two outs. It's 8-3, Royals. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Colburn strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The Royals will come to bat. Rich Hinton now pitching. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lockhock hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Clint Hurdle is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hurdle is 3 for 3 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Hurdle hits a ball on the ground that hits Lockhock. Lockhock is out and Hurdle is safe at first. There goes Lockhock trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 0 for 2 in the game. Washington hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0 for 2 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Washington moves to second. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0 for 3 in the game. Bosley takes first base on ball 4. Washington moves to third. Bell moves to second. Steve Mingori now pitching. Don Kessinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kessinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kessinger hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Washington tags and scores. One out. It's 8-4, Royals. Jorge Horta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Horta is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Horta takes first base on ball 4. Bell moves to third. Bosley moves to second. Marty Patton now pitching. Lamar Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Otis hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Bosley settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. UL Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 3-for-3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. Washington strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Wilson now playing left field. Ralph Gar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gar hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eric Soderholm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Soderholm is 0-for-2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Soderholm hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Colburn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Colburn is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Colburn hits a ball on the ground towards short. Potek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 8, and the White Sox 4. The Royals will come to bat. Jim Willoughby now pitching. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Terrell hits a line drive into left field. Gar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Freddy Potek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Potek is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Potek hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McRae hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 10-4, Royals. Pete Lockhock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lockhock is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. Lockhock hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Horta scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Cowens hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Willoughby fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the White Sox 4. The White Sox will come to bat. Claudel Washington is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Washington is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Washington hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kevin Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Thad Bosley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bosley is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Bosley is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Chicago White Sox, 4. Goodbye from Royals Stadium in Kansas City.